Okay, in the name of Jesus, I say a few words as a mutual encouragement before our prayer. This hymn said, "None but Christ can satisfy." Have we ever mourned for the pleasure we didn't participate, we lost during the outing or the gathering of friends? You can see that, wow, it's such a loss. I didn't appear there. We may have this kind of the regret of not being somewhere else. But have we ever considered what a loss if I didn't come to attend a spiritual event, just like a CYSC? I think we all come here because we treasure this opportunity, because we want to experience the abundant blessing of Lord Jesus Christ. So prayer is a very important way, because we can communicate with Lord Jesus directly. So we want to use this opportunity to pray in quietness and really can be satisfied through the Word of God and by the Spirit of God. Okay, so I use the title "Solution to a Spiritual Famine and Thirst." This lunch prayer, fast prayer session, Sister Lois shared with us. Do you still remember what she said? For those who joined the fasting prayer, I believe, because it just happened a couple hours ago, you should still remember the vision, right? Eyesight. So we do need this kind of eyesight to discern what time of this, what era or what period of this society is now, right? Because this is what Jesus asked in Luke chapter 12. He once talked to a follower. Luke chapter 12. Verse 56. We are not hypocrites, right? Because we are true followers of Jesus. We know how to discern. This is how we want to use our spiritual eyesight to know what is most valuable thing to pursue after. Guan Lin, can you read? 12:56. Amen. So we do need to know and how to discern the time. Okay. So in this society, this the almost end of the 2013. We don't know in next 5 years or 10 years the society will become what kind of the form, the new lifestyle will be. Because 10 years ago, 20 years ago, we even don't know about this kind of the technology progress. Just like we have iPhone, smartphone at hand, so you have everything, right? So 10 years later, maybe it's even more worth than now. So can anyone tell what kind of the time it is? What kind of generation it is now in this society? What kind of the generation? This is a generation of YouTube, Facebook, right? This is generation of this is called I generation. But according to Jesus, 2,000 years ago, Jesus already mentioned at that time, that is a generation of unbelief, and similar as today. Right? Even though our technology is so advanced, but still, this is the unbelieving generation. Let's turn to Mark chapter 9. We must be very careful about this society inference. Mark chapter 9, verse 19. This is Jesus' answer. A father who brought a child to him, and he said to them. Verse 19. Candace, can you read? Thank you. Oh, faithless generation, how long shall I be with you? How long shall I suffer you? So this is a generation faithless. Now, so many people, they challenge the faith of Jesus. Right? They even want to destroy the foundation of a Bible through all different kind of legal issue. Because if people don't believe in Jesus, they don't believe in God, and then all kind of the wrongdoing will appear, just like a normal. So people, moral standard become low and low. They just consider why you want to put the God to restrain everybody. Right? So this is a faithless generation. People tend to no faith at all. Only believe themselves. Right? Let's turn to Mark chapter 8. On this train, then, let's come out another kind of generation. 38. Can someone read for me? Kenny. Can you read? Okay, so this is also a generation of adulterers and the sinful. Sinful generation, adulterers. This is in this society, people now don't consider homosexuality is a sin. They consider this is a sick. This is an illness. People have to accept it. Even not homosexuality, all different kind of the concept about marriage or family, they can be accepted as well. Right? So, this society is a very dangerous time to consider themselves just for their lust. They don't put God's standard or moral as a requirement. They consider this is what I was born of. Okay, so this is a generation, and this applies to us nowadays. Also in Matthew chapter 23, we know, 24. This is also a generation full of tragedy. Let's turn to Matthew 24. We have to understand what kind of the generation is in our time, so we can prepare ourselves. 24, chapter 24. From verse 6 to 8. 6 to 8. Tiffany. Tiffany Sang, can you read? Matthew 24, 6 to 8. So, this generation is just the beginning of the sorrow, actually. So we will see more and more. There's a natural disaster happens around the world because this is what Jesus prophesied, and we are in this time. So because we are facing the end of the earth, Once Jesus come, then everything just finish. So what we treasure as a valuable things will become empty. Okay. So this is the reality of this generation. But at the same time, this is also a group of a time of people want to learn and feel so thirsty and hungry in spiritual need. So this is why we can see so many people, they have been cheated or been deceived by other wrong faith. We heard from news, we know so many people, they just follow to a wrong so-called savior or masters. They run into a wrong direction and then fall into the pit of sorrowness. So let's turn to Amos chapter 8. Amos. This is a generation who people are looking for satisfaction. And they run around, they go around everywhere, try to find satisfaction through all this material world. They try to find a place to escape and to really find something to satisfy about their emptiness of heart. But unfortunately, they cannot find it. Amos chapter 8. Chapter 8. Let's read verse 11. Verse 11 and 12. 11 and 12. Guanxin, can you read? Read aloud. You can see, behold, the days come, says the Lord God. I will send a famine in the land, a famine of bread, nor a thirst for water. Not a famine of bread, or nor a thirst for water, but of hearing the words of the Lord. So, in this society, this is how it repeated in the time of Amos. We can experience, we see so many different people. They actually are looking for a truth. They want to learn the word of God. They try to find, dig out the truth from the Bible. But unfortunately, they cannot get it. Just like in verse 12, say, they wander from sea to sea, from the north even to the south, to east. And they should run to and fro to seek the word of the Lord, but should not find it. How come they just, you know, travel all to different places, try to find, but cannot? What is the problem? They are so diligently to find it, but they cannot. So the problem is something behind, right? There is a reason behind it. So we can see if people, they follow the wrong God into a wrong faith, then no matter how much effort they put in, still cannot find it, right? So in verse 13 and 14, in verse 14 and 14, 13 and 14, please read, sister. Chapter 8, verse 13 and 14. Ariane. Amen. Even the virgins or young men faint for thirst. They put effort to find this bread and water to satisfy it, but they cannot. They still fainted because they followed wrong God. So today we are in TJC, we follow to, you know, Jesus, and we know, we truly know our Savior. And we are in the right direction. But we have to put effort really to listen, hear the word of God. So that's why in verse 12, he said, they wander from sea to sea, from everywhere, try to get it. But if we don't really listen or hear the word of God, we may also repeat the same thing, just like we go to different places to attend the spiritual event. But in that, we may also find out, I still have emptiness in my heart. If we don't decide, make a determination to follow and to do it, it's become just an event, come and then go. So, because when we study the book of Amos, we can see how these children of God, they're supposed to know God's law, and they have a prophet to instruct them to follow, to do it in the right thing. But end up, they didn't care, because they consider this is just a formality. Even though they observe the feast, they keep Sabbath, or they just, you know, give offerings. But still, they find out it's still not enough. They cannot find the satisfaction. So the reason is they don't really listen, because they just heard and then forget. So to us, we want to find out this really. Something can satisfy us is from the Lord, and then we have to pray to our Lord Jesus, give us this spiritual insight to hear his word, and then to put into practice, to follow, to do it. So we have to pray for this Holy Spirit to guide us. So during the prayer section, we want to, you know, emphasize, we have to rely on the Holy Spirit, pray to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Otherwise, we may also, you know, go different places, but our spirituality is still in very low end. So we want to use this opportunity to grab it, and then while we are still have time and we can concentrate our mind, and the Lord is here for us to grab and to worship, and we have to grace opportunity. So let's turn to Isaiah 55. Isaiah 55. So precious, treasure every time, every prayer. Don't just let the time fret. Isaiah 55, verse 6. 55, verse 6. And David, can you read David? David King. Amen. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. So during this CYSC, this is a sky is here. We are here too. So everybody coming together, we have the same heart, we have the same goal. We want to receive something, the spiritual food, and then the spiritual power to revive our spirit. So we can really satisfy it in our life and become energetic, go back for our life and continue in this journey. So in the future, we can become the worker of God, because it's very important. It's in the time we do need someone to really dedicate their life to work for the Lord, because we can see that this is the most meaningful work. But unfortunately, we didn't see many of our youth really can see this kind of the urgency for the church. So we want to treasure this time for everybody really pray our Lord Jesus, because none can satisfy us, only Jesus. And we can encourage one another during these 5 days. And I think we have all different kind of activities, different kind of classes. This is a golden opportunity for us. Concentrate only 5 days. So hopefully, this is some encouragement for us. We want to be sanctified through the Spirit of God, the Word of God. Let's come over and pray together.